Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. Back at ya. Song, lyrics, spoken word, and poetry. A few examples of ways that I personally find song lyrics, for one, as a kind of ongoing communication of sort of mantras or insights or a way that the spiritual realms are speaking through people to give us tidbits. It's almost like, I guess, maybe the collective consciousness, and that these gems come through the lyrics. So constantly I have different song lyrics popping through my head, and they provide me information and guidelines, almost like a book's worth in a few lyrics. And often that's what poetry is, like a condensed form. And as well, spoken word, you can hear somebody talk for a few minutes and get something that you might take a whole book to get, which is just different. I love the books too. So on the topic in general of world troubles, instead of going directly at them, as much of the podcast, articles, news, everything is sort of going head on with the information and reacting to it, I want to take a side angle or a curveball, because that's one of the ways in my research the empire is made of straight lines and regimented. And so the way to get around that is to spiral and curveball and wriggle and all kinds of different patterns. So first up is the police. No, I'm not talking about the men in blue or the women in blue. I'm talking about Sting, who wrote the lyrics for the Police song in 1981. There is no political solution to our troubled evolution. Have no faith in Constitution. There is no bloody revolution. We are spirits in the material world. Where does the answer lie, living from day to day? If it's something we can't buy, there must be another way. We are spirits in the material world. So that's one of my mantras. People wrestle and analyze endlessly, but what if there is no political solution? Then I was listening to a talk in 1994 by John Trudell, and he said in that talk, which is chock full of good stuff, there probably in the end is no political solution or economic solution or military solution. There is no existing solution. We have to create it. Hence the title, Back At Ya, because that stirred in me the thinking of, again, sort of the curveball, where we have to so much talk about, first of all, what are the problems? Have we even identified accurately the problems? I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. There's so much talk as if we know what the problems are, yet, for example, the climate change is fixated on the climate, meaning the air quality. So therefore, much of the environmental movement and all the causes and solutions are targeted or aimed towards air quality and the measurements of the air quality. Meanwhile, rarely is there talk about destruction of habitats. And so it's very ethereal. Of course, the air quality is important, but the problem, then it's like attacking the problem. But what if that's not the problem? What if the problem is really a symptom of the problem? So how we even identify the problem in the first place affects what we even consider as a remedy or improvement of conditions or a solution or whatever you call it. And when I look up the word root of solution, one of the roots is loosen. There's also divide or cut apart, but let's work with the solution and think of a liquid solution that loosens. Well, man, does people need to loosen up or what? It's like so many people are on edge, uptight, because that is all the energy that is promoted, to be afraid and uptight. So one of the solutions is simply loosen up. I had a personal example of this recently where I asked a coffee company how to clean the plastic thing in my coffee machine because it's got like lime or deposits on it. And I had tried just like scrubbing it with a toothbrush and some soap. It didn't come out. She said put some, you know, put some vinegar in it and let it soak for a couple of hours. And while that's happening, I'm thinking, oh man, I've been so programmed to think that you just buy the cleaning thing and then you clean it up right away, like instant gratification. But it had to soak. It had to sit there and do its thing for 2 hours. So the solution is not just the liquid, it's the whole experience, it's the process, it's the loosening of the stuff that happened. So however that applies to whatever else goes on in the world, I think these things take time and a deep study in a way, or a deep, whatever that is, whatever you try to define that, what happens in those 2 hours when the vinegar is doing its thing on the plastic, and then the lime or whatever it is can easily come off. So it's a different time frame, a different process. It's not just an attack mode. It's kind of, again, that curveball. And when I think of the curveball, I think that how spiritual energies or ideas in a creative process, ideas just kind of pop in. It's a non-linear thing. It's a curveball. And the ancient Egyptian symbol of the Ankh, the symbol of life, is a healthy flow of life. And if you look at the top of that shape, there's an elliptical shape. So that's the way the planets move, is in elliptical forms. So it's not exactly circular. It's definitely not linear. There's a curve to it. Thus, if I can promote any kind of solution here, it's to stop thinking about that. You first think about what is actually the problem you're trying to solve, if you even know what the problem is, and then to, instead of attacking the problem, look at it from a curveball, look at it from another angle. The way sometimes if you can't figure out something, you go do something else, and then the solution comes to you. Or you can't figure out something, you go for a walk and you forget about it, and then you get the answer. So here's a little sort of poetic thing to express some else of what I was thinking and feeling about this topic. What if the answers are not out there, but in here? What if the answers are not in here, but out there? Or what if the answers are anywhere? But it's not just a matter of finding them. It's a matter of hearing them, seeing them, feeling them, touching them, tasting and smelling them. No stone unturned, or maybe stop turning stones and let them be. Because a rock can give you an answer if you sit with it long enough. Because it's of the earth and impervious to anything but man's hammer. So maybe loosen up, lighten up, gentle up, and see if that guides some other directions. But to backtrack to the back at ya, which is the gist of what I wanted to convey here, is that if there is no political solution, if there is no economic solution or military solution, then what are we doing? And if we have to create it, whatever it is, maybe it's not a solution, but a way of life that loosens and solves, so we let go of the economic problems, political problems, military problems, but whatever it is, what if the pressure, the responsibility is on us? What if you take that on yourself? You have to create it. You have to come up with something that hasn't been thought of, or that has been forgotten, or something other than just reacting to and bouncing off of what we perceive as the problems. So thanks for listening. Have a good one. Be well.